This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people. The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
Ah, it's those lovely sounds of the Isle of Wight. And it's James and Judith here on the Visit Isle of Wight show. It's sunny here on the Isle of Wight, and we've got a very sunny personality in the studio with us today. It's Ben Smith from Tactile, the adventure sports place in Benbridge and on St Helens Dover. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you.
It's brilliant to have you in the studio, because what we'd like to do today is to have a full 50 minutes talking about the kind of things that younger people can do on the Isle of Wight. And when I say younger, probably mean, you know, 8 to 18 or 22, something like that. Because a lot of people think of the Isle of Wight as somewhere that, well, frankly, is for old people or for, you know, for very young tots. And I think... you know, what you do is actually something bang in the middle, don't you? Effectively, you have got this wonderful place on Benbridge Marina that does outdoor sports for young people.
Yeah, yeah, we offer a wide range of outdoor activities on the water and off for all ages. But yeah, the guys who are more keen to get involved are in that sort of younger age group, I think. But that definitely doesn't put off the older guys coming and getting involved.
Yeah, exactly. Now, amazingly, you are open just about all year round, apart from January and February. And the kind of things that people can do when they come to you is kayaking, stand-up paddle boarding, there's segways if people don't want to get into the water. You do mountain biking, don't you, as well?
That's right, yep.
And if people want to learn to sail as well, they can come to you, can't they? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so sailing, you can, from scratch, you can come and get involved. We have a range of different courses, I suppose, or sessions that you can get involved with, from the sort of private one-on-one sessions to beginner sessions as well, where you're joined by a group of similar age or ability people, you know, so you can learn together as a group.
Yeah.
Those are generally split over a few days or whenever you're around.
And you don't need to be a member of any kind of club, do you? I think it's important to point this out, because there are a lot of sort of rather cliquey clubs on the Isle of Wight with people sort of coming down from London and, you know, just learning to sail at these clubs. People can just turn up at your sort of Tactile shed and say, look, can I just learn to sail? Is that right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, some of the clubs are very much members only. Some of them are very open to new members. And, I mean, we sit somewhere in the middle with people who want to give it a go, maybe for the first time, who don't want to commit just yet to, you know, a membership of anywhere.
Yeah.
Who want to get themselves up to a standard first. Once they've taken it on as a hobby, which is usually the case, they can then, you know, there's always the exit plan of... joining a club and carrying it on regularly with them, or like we get the loyal customers who come back, make use of our loyalty schemes, and come back again and again at their own leisure. They can pick out the good weather, or they can come on the same day each week.
Well, what we love about Tactile is it's a, you know, real big enterprise now, isn't it? I mean, you've got a sort of big, we call it a shed, but it's more like a warehouse, isn't it? And how many people sort of come and do activities each day in the summer?
All of our sessions that we run get filled up pretty quick.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the exact number of people who come through each day, mainly because I'm rushed off my feet. We get a fair amount through, especially in the summer, and it's nice to see a lot of local people coming through, not just the holiday makers. So.
Yeah, well, it's not just a couple of kayaks you've got. You've got 15 or something like that?
So we've got about, I think, 30 seats on kayaks.
Wow.
And
some of them are double kayaks, of course.
Double kayaks, yeah, for the family. You can get about, if you've got sort of mum, dad and two young ones, they can get on a double kayak.
And often you have these sort of muck-in sessions, don't you, where people, for about 2 hours, get on kayaks together with people who get on stand-up paddle boards.
Yeah.
And perhaps even one or two people on dinghies as well. And then you just go around the harbour.
Yeah, so the muck-in session is probably one of our favourite and most popular sessions, mainly because any abilities, you know, if you're expert or complete beginner, you can all join in this one session and have a lot of fun. Lots of people who can, for instance, paddleboard already bring their friends who can't or family who can't, and they have a great time playing games, splashing about, learning some skills, but also, you know, mainly having a great time. And it's in a safe environment. You've got an instructor out there, you've got the cover. So, you know, you're quite happy to go out there and learn in that kind of environment.
Brilliant. Well, what happens on a typical day like today? You'll have a muck-in session, but you'll also have a number of other sessions, won't you? Do you have people coming to have a go on segways and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, today is a perfect example. It's, you know, sunny day, started very early with some paddleboard muck-in sessions. So
yeah,
he came along, actually brought his own board, wanted to learn some more skills with the instructor, and you know, went out with a nice little group, made the most of the morning. At the same time, there are a few other sessions going on in the water, kayaking, and we had some segways running as well back at our base.
Yeah.
People hiring kayaks to make the most of the morning as well.
Yeah.
And a couple of bike hires, I think, to go off and explore this end of the island a little bit.
Well, I think Lonely Planet called the island one of the top 10 places in the world to go cycling. Is that right?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a brilliant track which is always up, which is the sort of randonnée route, and there's the end-to-end routes as well. You can go from sort of Culver all the way through, making use of the green lanes through the countryside.
Yeah.
And they follow the sort of spine of the island, so you can get up on the good viewpoints as well.
Fantastic.
I think they call it Chevy Chase over near Calbourne, and that's a brilliant off-road route as well.
Yeah.
For serious mountain bikers.
Okay. Well, look, I think we are going to be able to get some music or something on now, so let's have a go, and then we'll be back in a few minutes. I think it was worth waiting for. James and Judy here with Ben Smith from Tactile, and we were just talking about all the wonderful things going on for young people at Tactile. Judith and I have had some very happy experiences there with our nephew and our godson, and they've learnt to kayak and do a bit of stand-up paddleboarding as well there. Other dry sports, Ben, you've got, we've talked about mountain biking, we've talked about Segway. Is there anything else that you do as well?
Yeah, we've got the sand yachts as well.
Oh, tell us about them.
It's a bit like land sailing, so it's a three-wheeled buggy.
Yeah.
You steer with handlebars, but you've got a very small sort of sail on top, so 3.5 or 4.5 meter sail on the top, and on a very windy day at low tides you'll see them darting up and down the beaches.
And how do you get the rest of the sunbathers out of the way?
Yeah, well, generally you choose once they see you coming, they move pretty quick. The days in which we're down there are usually very sideways, so big winds and low tides, so not a great deal of other people about, which is perfect.
Yeah. Now, one thing I think we should sort of tell people at home is we've talked about the sort of beautiful location of Bembridge Harbour, and it is wonderful. But the great thing is, even if it's a really windy day, you know, people can get into the harbour and go around quite sort of serenely, can't they? But if they want a little bit of action, all you'd have to do is skirt out of the harbour onto the high seas.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. Again, we've got you know, the sheltered bays to use with windsurfing is typical of what you're just saying there. You've got the beginners a bit closer in towards the beach, learning the basics, and then we've got the advanced group who are off in the wind, you know, planing backwards and forwards and, you know, practicing their carve jibes, etc.
Yeah, so there's something for everybody there.
Something for everyone.
And if people at home want to find out a little bit more, I think it's www.tactile, so it's TACKT-ISLE.co.uk.
Yeah.
which is brilliant. Well, stick with us, please, Ben, because we'd like to ask you more about some of your favourite places on the island. And I hope we're going to be able to hear a little bit from Queen now about bicycle race, because you like having a few of those around the island yourself, I understand.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my...
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
AWOL Nation and Sail, something of course you can do at the wonderful Tactile over in Benbridge and St Helens. We've got Ben Smith from Tactile with us today on the Visit Isle of Wight show. But Judith, first of all, going to talk about some other things going on the other side of the island. So if your teenagers don't run out of enough steam at Tactile, they can certainly run out of steam at Tatmel Farm, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're heading over to the freshwater area of the Isle of Wight, then do pop into Tatmel Farm, because they have so much on offer there in terms of the activities, not only for teenagers but for little ones too. And the one that really caught my eye, James, was the zorbing.
Yeah, zorbing is something that looks brilliant, but I think would have us chundering within seconds, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think my zorbing days are over. But it sounds great for your teenagers. You hurtle down a hill in a huge inflatable ball. Now, yeah. Have you ever done that, James?
No, I've never done that. I've got no intention of doing
Ben,
it.
Ben's been spending too much time on the water, I think.
No, I've not done it. It's one of those things that definitely want to give a go. You hear the stories of people coming back from places such as New Zealand or have you, having done it. And
yeah, exactly.
Sounds amazing.
And people will actually chuck buckets of water into the zorbs first, won't they?
Well, you can do a dry zorb run or you can go hydrozorbing when you are joined in the large inflatable ball by about 30 litres of water.
Yeah, it sounds amazing, doesn't it?
It sounds amazing. I'm not sure that one's for me, but they do have some other things that I'd like to do.
Go on.
Well, there's archery.
Yeah, you're very good at that.
Like archery.
I have to tell listeners at home, Judith has only ever once had a go at archery, and the first thing she did was, blow me down, she got a bullseye.
Yeah, well, I think that was beginner's luck. I really do.
For her first shot.
Now, they've got something very interesting coming to Tatmel Farm later this year, and that's axe throwing.
What?
Yeah, axe throwing.
That's so crazy.
Just mentioning that. Yeah. Now, they also do bushcraft, which is a great activity for the whole family.
Yeah.
And I think would be really bonding as well, because you build a shelter together.
Right.
And then you learn to make a fire, you cook some food, you make some drinks, and then you share that meal. And you do all this using traditional methods, and you're guided by an experienced bushcraft specialist.
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds really good.
I just want to stop you there, Judith, because I know Ben, you do some foraging over at Tactile, don't you? Is that right?
Yeah. We work quite closely with a chap called Paul.
Yes, we've had him in the studio.
We have,
before.
Yeah. He's a friend of mine, but he comes in and he leads some walks from us, and they sort of meet up at our place and then go off into the along the coast or into the countryside and try and live off the land a little
bit. Yeah, and you can also dig up razor clams, can't you? Very near to Tactile.
Yeah, the seafood walk is particularly good. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there's some really good samphire as well underneath where you do the kayaking.
That's right. Yeah, all sorts growing everywhere. You know, places that you walk and you ignore it.
Yeah,
but you can quite easily live off the land.
Well, I'm sorry to stop you there, Judy.
No, that's okay. Well, they also have climbing.
Yeah, climbing.
Well. Yeah. And that's aimed at those who've never climbed before. And they also do climbing sessions for family groups again. So if you want to stay together with your family group. So it's very nice. They have something that your teenagers can do by themselves or you can do as a family, which is lovely.
Yeah.
They've got lots of other things. They have mountain boarding, which you do off-road on a series of slopes and jumps.
Yeah.
And they say that it's like being in a skate park but with softer edges.
Yes, and
so that
for
sounds good.
After the zorbing, they've got this wonderful. I wouldn't do this before the zorbing, but after the zorbing, they've got this lovely restaurant called Cow Company, haven't they?
Yeah, I thought we'd get onto the food.
Yeah,
James.
And yeah. Judith and I have only ever had a bacon roll there, but I've been onto TripAdvisor. Everyone says the steaks and the burgers are absolutely magnificent.
Yep, they specialise in steaks, I think, and also dairy products as well.
Yeah.
they use local produce, but they also have a very nice vegetarian selection too. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, cake.
Yeah, exactly.
Something for everyone there.
And that's Tapnell Farm, which is on the Middle Road, as we call it, on the Isle of Wight. And we call it the Middle Road because it's the road, as you're going towards Yarmouth, that's in the middle of the island.
Yeah, absolutely.
As easy as that.
If you want to find out more, then check out their website. It's www.tapnellfarm.com.
Exactly. Now, I'm just going to come back to Ben on one thing, because we're just about to listen to the Beach Boys, Surfing Safari. You've got a bit of a surfing safari from Tactile, haven't you? Because there's no surfing on the Solent side of the island, but there is surfing on the other side.
There is, yeah. I mean, if you want to take part in some surfing, then there's the West Wight sort of Compton area is one of the top spots over in that direction. Then you can hire some boards from iSurf, and they do also surf lessons from there as well.
Yeah. And you've actually surfed over there yourself. What are the conditions like? Is it good?
It's good. Yeah. It's good when it's working. It's good. I find very little time to get all the way over there. It's not a long way, but it is if you live on the island. So yeah, I have sort of early mornings or evenings if I can get over there. More recently, actually trying to surf SUP. Trying to surf on a paddleboard.
Nice.
Which is a bit of fun. You don't make many friends doing that one with the surfers, but it's it's a little bit easier for me.
Brilliant. Well, stick with us. We're going to hear the Beach Boys, Surfing Safari, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with
me. Yeah, that's the Beach Boys. Surfing safari, you can do plenty of that on the Isle of Wight if you want to. But if you want to get out to sea and do something a little bit tamer, quite near to Tactile, just round the corner in St Helens, and I suppose you'd say it's on one side of Benbridge Harbour, is Catchalot Charters, which is very famous on the east side of the island if you want to go out fishing, because they do boat rides for just about everybody. And if you're a complete dunce at fishing like me, they'll take you out for a 2-hour mackerel trip. The boat has actually got a little loo on it as well, which comes in very handy, particularly for those 8-hour trips that they do. It's licensed for 12 people, and you have a really good time, because what they do is they take you out to around one of the forts. We're not going to say exactly where, because everyone will start fishing there. But literally in the summer, these shoals of mackerel come at you. They sort of hurl themselves at you, thousands and thousands of mackerel. And the guys on the boat, you've done this, Ben, haven't you?
I've done it, yeah, once before.
And they make it very easy for you, don't they? Because they just load up your lines. You've got about 6 hooks on your line. You just drop it, dangle it, and then, you know, magically these mackerel come out of nowhere and attach themselves.
Yeah, they're called feathers, but you sometimes catch the fish on the way down. So you lower it down towards the bottom and then jerk it up and down to see if you can catch a fish, attract a fish.
Yeah.
You often catch fish on the way down, especially the spots they take you to. Yeah.
I know, they have these magical spots. I'm unfortunately forbidden by Judith from cooking any of them, because when I did bring some home, I managed to squirt blood all over the kitchen walls.
Yeah, we had blood up the walls of the kitchen. It wasn't a good look.
So it's never again. But they do get some amazing, much bigger fish than mackerel on other trips, don't they? I mean, I think there's a lot of huss and plaice and things like that a bit further out.
Yeah, put it this way, I've seen lots of pictures of people catching those fish.
Well, if you want to find more about it, there's a number to ring. It's an island number. It's 01983 874 100, which is for the booking in the office. But if you just go down off the road that goes into Benbridge, Benbridge Marina itself, there's a little office there as well, and it's called Catchalot, one word, Charters, and we'd really recommend it. You can also email them at catchalotcharters@yahoo.co.uk. another great thing to take the kids on if they're a little bit fed up. The great news is, here on the island, the weather is pretty sunny outside, and it should be sunny for the rest of the week. So we hope it's going to be a sunny Sunday as well. There are plenty of things coming up this weekend on the Isle of Wight, but more about that later. First of all, Newton Faulkner, Up, Up and Away, and we'll be back with you very soon.
It's
and get in touch. Add us on Skype. It's Vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
Let your booty do that yoga. Yeah, I bet you're wondering what on earth yoga has got to do with stand-up paddleboarding. Well, the amazing thing is that at Tactile, they actually have paddleboard yoga. Now, talk about getting your core nice and firm, Judy.
Oh, fantastic. Can you imagine what it, how much good it would do those core muscles?
I know.
Brilliant, brilliant.
I can hardly believe it, but just go to Tactile's website. It's tackt-isle.co.uk. And the first thing you'll see is a lady doing yoga on a paddleboard there.
I find it so difficult, James, doing yoga in a studio.
I know. But,
on terra firma, but imagine, on a paddleboard.
Crazy. Anyway, if your teenagers haven't had enough of things to do on the waves, there is one more thing that you could take them to do on the Isle of Wight, and that is white karting. Now, white karting is in Ryde. It is an absolutely wonderful karting venue. It really makes your little ones feel like Formula One drivers, and the great thing is they can drive from as young as 8. Now, I see a lot of this course because actually on my gym, when I'm on the cross trainer, I'm looking straight at it, and it's absolutely rammed with people all over the summer. Already in the first year, they had 15,000 people use it. It's a really, really lovely place, actually, to take kids, particularly if you've got a group of teenagers billeted on your house on the Isle of Wight, or if you're here on holiday with another family, because they will literally spend the whole afternoon there and absolutely love it. You buy a ticket which gives you a number of goes in a racing around. You can race with your friends, or you can just go up, turn up on your own and just race with some random people. But it's really, really exciting. We took our nephew Christopher there and he absolutely loved it, didn't he, Judy?
He did. He did. It's such a great amenity, isn't it, James? And would it be good for a sort of a rainy day treat, do you think?
Yeah, it's all weather. It's a floodlit track. It's 500 metres. If it's raining outside, when it does so rarely on the Isle of Wight, then it's a wonderful place to go. You can look it up at www.whitekarting.co.uk. White, spelt as in Isle of Wight, W-I-G-H-T. That's all we've got time for on the Visit Isle of Wight show this week. It's been wonderful spending time with you, and we hope you're going to spend some time on the Isle of Wight with us.
Yeah, hope to see you on the island. Thanks for your company.
The Visit Isle of Wight show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
www.vectisradio.com.